Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel because I know the Word of God tells us to do so. In my church, we have formed a prayer group called the Apple of His Eye. We meet every other Thursday in our church and invite others to pray for the nation of Israel. Our trip to Jerusalem was an eye-opener. We learned the true issues concerning this nation and the danger they are going through. We know that there is power in prayer, and if all believers would join in one accord to pray for this nation, they would feel it all the way around the world. It is our duty as Christians to pray for this nation. My heart and prayers go out to them. May God bless you as you continue standing with Israel.
The Lord said in Genesis 12:3, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. My Savior was made flesh as a Jew from the tribe of Judah, from the order of Abraham and David. This is the new covenant, and this is why I will stand for Israel and pray for her continued safety.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. And if you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people, you can record your prayer on the Fellowship's prayer line at 888-241-IFCJ.